Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You've said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. How you doing, Eddie?
Hey, Jeff, I couldn't be better, but I'm ready to rock and roll tonight. And you know, when you look at everything we got going on this show, it's really, really good stuff. And oh, I want to give a shout out to all my Mouthing Off Nation. Thanks for joining Jeff and myself each and every week, all 6 million of you. Thank you.
Well, Eddie, we're going to get into the NFL, as we can't seem to get away from, even though it is the end of April. There's nothing. Oh, wait. There's something happening this coming Thursday. The NFL draft is going to take place. We're going to get into NASCAR, interesting race at Talladega. It's always fun in Talladega. The WWE with our good friend and former professional wrestler, Eddie Mansfield, who's going to give us his jabroni of the week. No spoilers. It's a name you all know, and it's a name that may or may not have made this list before.
Well, you should be making the list. Yeah. Checking it twice.
We also, so Eddie and I got on the phone today. We were talking about the show, and as we do, we got into a spirited conversation that had nothing to do with the show, but it became a subject that we're going to get into on this show, and that has to do with the MLB. And I'm really excited to talk about this, Eddie, because I think the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield, and Jeff, the whatever you want to call me, Taylor, may have come up with a way to fix Major League Baseball. So stick around if you'd like to find out what we came up with, because it's going to be really fun, our interesting way of correcting the sins of our recent past that have put a real damper on what I believe is Major League Baseball. But listen, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
The results are in. In a nationwide double-blind taste test, Applebee's Classic Buffalo Boneless Wings reign supreme as America's favorite boneless wings. To celebrate, Applebee's is offering boneless wings for 50 cents each for a limited time, available for dine-in, to-go, or delivery. Head to your neighborhood Applebee's or visit applebees.com or mobile app to celebrate with this unbelievable deal.
Price, participation, and selection may vary. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Sponsored by Applebee's.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honors Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All over the world.
That's right. This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie Mansfield, welcome to segment two of the show. And I teased it a little bit in the first segment that we were going to be discussing the MLB. And we had it in our notes to talk about the MLB. And we were going to discuss some of the flaws and the best baseball teams, and we may get into that, but the first one we started with was the Braves and Spencer Strider being out for the season. And of course that led us into what we've discussed before, which is why are all of these baseball players getting hurt? Elbows, shoulders, and you had some insight on that being a pitcher in pro baseball in your past.
Right. Well, when you look at the way they're focusing on making everything move, you know, the ball's got to do this, the ball's got to do that. But you got to, the butt's killing them, because that butt, they have to keep the velocity high. And, you know, it torques your elbow and it torques your shoulder, because when you start getting movement on a fastball or a slider or really any pitch, a breaking ball, it starts to torque your elbow and your shoulder, and especially the cup, you know, and the shoulder. And the rotator cuff is what I'm talking about, folks. And when you look at the rotator cuff, that's a lot of pitchers go down with rotator cuff. And you listen to the one right now. That's what cost me my career. I had a rotator cuff. And you just snap, boom, and all of a sudden – you know, I would love to tell you, Jeff, that I hurt my shoulder throwing, you know, I had bases on first and third, bottom of the ninth. I'm fixed to get them out, and then I throw my arm out. But no, not me, man. I hurt my arm throwing batting practice. Can you imagine that?
Well, that's unfortunate.
Because, you know, all of us starters, we throw, you know, a certain amount of time, you know, BP for guys. And that's how I hurt my arm. Throwing BP. Isn't that crazy?
It is. You know, my thing has always been, we need to raise the mound back up, because I think that throwing down obviously takes a lot of stress off of that UCL and the shoulder. But we got into something interesting, which was everybody is focused on spin rate right now. and they've got everybody going out there and checking these pitchers after every inning to see if they've got some stuff on them. And there was a time when that was a very rare thing, and we'll listen to that right now.
They are inspecting Phil Niekro. They're saying he's either loading up the baseball or something, and Tom Kelly's really getting into it with Dave Phillips and with Tim Cheeta. Dave Phillips took a baseball of Gaylord Perry's to New York one time.
They're checking him all over. I've never seen him do a search like this, quite like this before. And he's out of there.
He's been kicked out of the game. What did they find in his pocket?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what it was. It was a nail file. What did you call it earlier? An Embry board?
Yeah, Embry board. I mean, yeah. We always used to do that as pitchers. Is break off a little Embry board, put it in your back pocket.
It was fun watching that video because they go out to check him, and he pulls out his piece of paper out of his back pocket, and then they're saying they're wanting to get in there, and the manager gets in between him, and he reaches into his back pockets, and he pulls out his left back pocket, and there's nothing in there. Then he pulls his right hand out, and he throws the Embry board off to the side, and then he's like holding up that right hand, and one of the umpires just happened to see it go by and picked it up, and he was busted and thrown out. You know, it's unfortunate Joe could never figure out the knuckleball like Phil did, but we were discussing the fact that these days they're focusing on spin rate, and they're also checking these guys for foreign objects, where maybe if they didn't throw the ball away anytime a pitch hit the ground or was in the dirt, they could have more natural spin on these balls. I mean, it's ridiculous. You watch a game these days, they go through hundreds of balls because a guy throws an off-speed pitch, it goes in the dirt, the catcher hands it to the umpire, he throws it away, gives him a new ball. Let's get away from that.
Yeah, you know what kills me? It's like in Colorado with the Rockies. They came up with this BS thing. If you put baseballs in a humidor, it's going to keep them from traveling. Well, let me tell you something. I pitched in Denver. And I can tell you something. When you're a mile high, it doesn't really care what the humidor says. I mean, because the bottom line is this. You're chunking that tater. When you throw it hard and it hits that bat, it goes a long way when you're a mile high. Believe me.
Yeah.
A 400-foot shot will be a 602 shot.
Yeah, it's interesting that there's a team in Colorado because they've always struggled with the fact that their pitchers are going to get hit hard no matter what. When they're at home, it's a disadvantage for their pitchers. It's obviously an advantage for their hitters. They're home more, so it's a hitter's place. It's not even a hitter's park. Right. It's a hitter's city. But I really do believe if they would allow some of this stuff to come in, if they're going to let them spin it so hard, if the pitches are going to look like they were scuffed up with an Embry board already, then let's just let them scuff up those baseballs, throw the pitches without having to throw their arms out.
You know, Jeff, that's what's really taken a lot of stuff out of the real good stuff out of baseball. All this video crap. And you know, they Gaylord Perry and all these spitball artists used to, you know, put Vaseline under the toes on the shoes, you know.
Yeah.
When you roll it over, he acts like he's tying his shoes, but he's getting some Vaseline on his hand. That's the way that works. And he used to put Vaseline behind his ear. I mean, all of the great gimmicks they used to do to throw baseball and make it move. And one of them is scuffing up the thread on the ball, you know,
yeah.
The stitches. And we'd rub that stitch a certain way, and it'll raise up, see?
Through a game, a ball gets hit onto the clay in the infield, a couple of curveballs hit the dirt, hit the plate. It gets scuffed up naturally.
Yeah. And it'll move. It'll move naturally if they leave that scuffed ball in there. But, see, they don't want to do that.
It's weird
Why,
to me.
I have no idea. I mean, you know, it used to be greater The game was greater when you used a little scuff. Let that ball get a little dirty.
Yeah.
And make that pitcher work and make that hitter work to hit that ball. Don't throw them up a big old watermelon, you know, white ball all the time. Let them play the game the way it should have been played.
Well, Joe Niekro would have given everything to be able to throw the amount of funk on his pitches using that Emery board that we see regular guys go out there throwing naturally, because they start throwing curveballs and sliders when they're in the little leagues and they make it right up to the bigs, and by then they've got that muscle memory and they can spin the hell out. The spin rate on these balls is insane. And
it's movement. It really is. And it's like I've always said, as a pitcher, you have to get a batter's eyes moving, and the only way you get a batter's eyes moving is have that spin on it, where it makes those eyes go up and down to follow that ball by naturally.
Yeah.
You know, when you're looking at that ball, even though you only have a few seconds before that ball is on you, that's how good your eyes are. That just, they focus in on that ball, and that ball moving, your eyes are going to move with it.
Well, it's funny, because I have a young nephew who's playing in the minor leagues now, and I was discussing this with him a few days ago, because they were telling him to look for the spin and to lay off the spin. And I asked him, I said, can you see the spin? And he said, not all the time, but you can tell when a guy is throwing the arm angle and how it comes out of his hand, whether or not it has spin on it, because they have to really, like you say, throw it like a football if they want to get that kind of spin on it. And it's not good for the arm. It's very bad for the arm.
Well, it torques your elbow and your shoulder at the same time. And when you're really got velocity on that ball, you throw in 93, 94 miles an hour, and or in the 90s, it doesn't really matter. At that point, you're torquing really bad with your elbow and your shoulder. And that's why you're seeing all these guys go down now.
It's bad for baseball. It's the best pitchers.
They're pitchers.
It's the best pitchers, though. It's the best pitchers, though, that it seemed to go down with Tommy John surgery.
Well, they're the ones that's throwing all the gimmicks.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are making things happen and making that ball do things that their body can't keep up with. And that's what's going on. They're progressing with science quicker than the body can catch up. And that's the problem in baseball right now. They're too analytical. Instead of letting a guy go out there and pitch his game, they're trying to make it all cookie cutter. And you can't have it. All pitchers are different. It's just like human beings. All human beings are different. And you got to let them be who they are. Don't try to put them in a box. That's what they're doing. You look at all the pitching staffs. Majority of the pitching staffs on each team, they kind of look the same.
Yeah.
You know, like on the Yankees, they all kind of have that same pitching style. And then the Astros, they have their own pitching style. Instead of letting guys like a Gaylord Perry or Joe Niekro, Phil Niekro, some of those old-timers, that they used to go out and just do their thing, man.
Yeah, I feel like they could do so much good if they started to not micromanage baseball in the way that it has become. They were trying to get people to stop cheating. Horrible. And now that they've gotten the cheating out of it, they've got their stars going on the IL constantly. Hey, listen, Eddie, we'll talk some more about this when we get back from this break on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
That's right. Welcome back to Mouthing Off All Over the World with Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield. We got into baseball before, and we're going to talk some NFL and NASCAR in this segment. But before we do that, I want to get into our good friends over at O'Dark 30. O'Dark 30 is where tactical meets practical. It's a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenge. It's comfortable, it's durable and functional, and it has timeless style, Eddie.
Oh, without a doubt, O'Dark 30 is really a five-star line of clothing. And Lenny and Ellie DePaul have done a wonderful job, and it's my honor to be able to plug O'Dark 30 each and every week, because it's special. It's really good stuff.
Absolutely. The other thing that we were discussing with baseball is the fact that the hitters are also suffering from injuries. And you were telling me about some drink they were drinking back in the day, some shake to get them more weight in the weight rooms.
I can't remember the name of it. But what happened was, it was even in the wrestling business, it was the same thing. A lot of guys were pulling the hammies and the quads. And Triple H, one guy, towards his quads. But they were drinking this muscle powder, and I can't
muscle
think
milk.
Of the name of it. And it was supposed to create muscle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But was it muscle it milk?
Was, no.
No?
It was. It's like creatine, but it had another name. But when you look at the powder, and you're trying to fix this stuff and make muscle and muscle and muscle, you're not going to do that with a powder.
No.
You know what I mean? You got to have HGH, some of that cream that made Barry Bonds' head swell up like a watermelon.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have that kind of stuff that really gets in your system and does the job. But when you start doing medicating yourself with powder, I mean, it's not good for your liver, and it's not good for your body. And they started falling left and right, left and right, left and right. You go like, oh, my God, you better lay off that powder, Jackson. You know?
Yeah, it's so we were discussing the fact that these guys are getting in the weight room more. They're a lot bigger, but they don't do the yoga. They don't stretch. So when you get those huge muscles and you go out there and you try to run a 4.5 40, you're going to hurt something. So the fact that we've got these giants out there, and we were discussing this, and I was saying, you know, I don't feel like these guys are hitting it that much farther than Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle and Babe Ruth and the guys of those days were hitting it out of the park. I feel like there hasn't been that much of a difference. The biggest difference to me is that they get up there and they hit a home run or they strike out. And so we don't see the guys that hit for average as much anymore being the big stars. It's the guys that go up there and, you know, 4 out of 5 at bats strike out, but that 5th at bat they hit a home run and they're a Hall of Famer.
Well, see, they used to have it. I mean, when you look at the Big Red Machine, you go back in history and look at Pete Rose, Joe Morgan, Tony Perez, Johnny Bench, and guys like that. You see the way that Sparky Anderson set that whole team up. You know, the go guy to get the whole team going was, Pete Rose.
Yeah.
The guy should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. And you know, for you bastards lying to Pete Rose, you know, you need to get rid of that Manfred and get you a real players guy in there as a commissioner.
Yeah.
Well, get rid of all these video replay crap. Go back to the bang bang calls that made baseball really, really good, where you could sit at home and really get mad at an umpire. You can't even get mad at an umpire anymore. What the hell's going on with baseball? I mean, because they're not wrong. They go to the videotape. Oh, let me correct this woke bastard over here. And oh my God, it was a strike. Okay, you change it. It's ridiculous. It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it seems like they're grooming Joe Torre for that commissioner position, and I think that would be a
wrong
good call.
Guy.
You don't think so?
No, I think he's a bulk man. You know, he's an ass kisser from way back. You know, you got to get a guy like Nolan Ryan in there. I mean, people that's got guts that'll stand up and say, "No, we're not going to do that."
Yeah, I would love that, but no, I just don't think he would. That. I don't think he would. I think they'd have to move the White House down to Texas. And
he would be. It'd be in Texas, believe me. Hey, he'd get right off at Park Avenue in New York in a New York minute, as they say.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Texas, the Cowboys and Dak Prescott's in the last year of his contract. You believe the Cowboys are going to take a quarterback in the draft?
Well, you know, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys is a freak for publicity.
Yeah.
His name's Jerry Jones.
Never heard of him.
I guarantee you he's going to pull. The Cowboys got to get a booster, and it's not Dak Prescott. The guy can't play. He cannot win a big game. He really can't.
Yeah, I'd be interested to look and see. I'd be interested to look and see how much of this contract he's actually played. He's been injured a decent amount since they signed that big deal.
Well, he's a joke. I mean, he's a joke. It's like trying to shove a round peg in a square hole. I mean, it's just not going to work. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy will never ever be a Troy Aikman. Now, you got a Bo Nix. Now you're talking about a little Troy Aikman-ish. Bo Nix has got that style, an Aikman style.
Yeah.
Well, what got him to the Super Bowl? Three guys and a great offensive line.
Yeah.
You know who it was, don't you?
Emmitt
Troy
Smith.
Aikman.
Yeah.
Smith. Michael Irvin.
Yeah. I feel like half that defense is in the Hall of Fame, and so is the head coach. I mean, that team was a team, the team that the Vikings built.
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you look at Jimmy Jones, when they pulled that deal for Herschel Walker,
yeah,
I mean, people were saying, why in the world would you trade Herschel? Well, if you get six or seven number ones, I'd trade him too.
They turned it into a dynasty.
I love you, Herschel, but that's it. You got to go. Minnesota's calling your name.
Yeah, it worked out much better.
Give me seven number ones, baby.
Much better for the Cowboys than it did the Minnesota Vikings, that's for sure. You know, it's exciting. I was hoping that we would be able to get into the draft a little bit more. It's coming up this Thursday. Exciting stuff to see. By next week's show, we'll be able to talk about who went where. All of this prognosticating will be over. It'll be exciting to see such a deep class of quarterbacks, a game-changing wide receiver, and a bunch of guys that, you know, are going to be the meat up front for these guys and other guys that are already there. Denver, by the way, got a new quarterback in Zach Wilson. The Jets traded him to Denver, so it looks like for now Zach Wilson is the starter in Denver. I'm sure they're going to give him some competition in this draft, but it's going to be an exciting week of football outside of the football season. Eddie, Talladega, a place where the races are always fun. It's a short track, and there's bound to be plenty of this, but not necessarily when this one happened.
Big push from Truex. Kozlowski as well. Here comes Gregson.
Energy's on the bottom. It's deteriorating on the top.
Now does Kozlowski. Is he wingman to McDowell, or does he have a chance to win this race? Off turn four for the final time.
Comes a run by Brad. There he goes to make his move. He's going to switch back over.
The block, and around goes the 34. And Reddick steals one.
That was almost exactly how Brad won this race, his first race. Huge wreck here, guys. Reddick.
Oh, my God. Great work, guys. Woo!
Tyler Reddick for the win. Everybody else wrecks.
You knew it was coming. McDowell was trying to block. That run was coming.
Yeah, McDowell, let me tell you something. He blocked himself right out of that win. He kept going up and down, trying to block, instead of putting the pedal to the metal and keep getting it. And when he went back that, I think it was second or third time, bam, you know, they took him out.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. I mean, that's like if you were doing a Dale Earnhardt Sr. or or Tony Stewart, a great driver, what they do is they'll take you out. They'll let you block them one time, but when you go for the second time, you will get spun out. And that's what happened. I mean, they're wrestling. Hey, you're going for the checkered flag. I don't care who's in front of you. You just get rid of them.
Yeah,
that's what they did.
It was a fun finish. A lot of cars in that final lap wrecked. And Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin get a win with Tyler Reddick.
It was so good for NASCAR. I mean, you know, they kept telling Michael Jordan, you need to stay away from the track because you're bad luck. You know how them races are, you know? And it's like, they're like really superstitious.
Yeah.
And every time Jordan would show up, they'd lose. Well, hell, if he didn't show up, if he wasn't even there, he was losing. What the hell's the difference? So that's what he said. He said, I'm going to go to Talladega. And he went to Talladega, and look, the 45 pulled it out.
And Michael Jordan isn't exactly the kind of guy that you say, well, stay away and we'll win. The Bulls never did that. The no, NBA may have done it to him, but he never did it. Nobody ever wanted him to go away from his team. And so,
no, you know what's funny? What's funny, Jeff, about Michael Jordan is that they ask him, you know, how do you love being an owner? He says, well, I love being an owner, but I can't control this like I did basketball.
Yeah.
He just said, when I had a basketball in my hand, I knew what I was doing. He said, all I can do is just hope that Jeremy does good.
Yeah.
You know, he says, I'm just sitting like you are at home. No different. I'm just cheering my guy on and watching what's going on. And it's really, really exciting when you get new people, you know, in NASCAR, because it is an exciting sport.
Yeah.
When you're there live, I mean, it's happening.
Michael Jordan was the kind of guy that could take the ball and the other four guys on the court mattered very little. He could take over a game and win it. We'll talk more sports. We'll get into the WWE after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Okay, Kohl's has some epic deals right now that are perfect for early summer prep, and I need to talk about it. I just went and found my entire family tees under $8 and sandals under $30. Not to mention new patio essentials for 30% off, plus iron Kohl's cash. So don't wait. If you want great brands and great prices for a great summer, you gotta get to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Now, all over the world.
That's right. We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, got to say it again, giving a shout out to our friends over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. This is where you want to go if you want to get clothes, boots, shoes, hats, all of the things that make you look like a man's man. If you're looking to look like a man's man, or if you're a young lady out there that's looking for a man's man, you need to go to odark30.com, check out the wares, pick some up, and you will be in a better position to get yourself a man's man or to be a man's man.
Without a doubt. Couldn't have said it better myself, Jeremy.
So Becky Lynch is the new WWE Women's Champion.
The man.
She's the man.
Yeah, that's what they call her, the man. I'm like going, okay.
Well,
she's awful pretty to be the man. You know what I mean? It's like, okay.
Well, you know, but it's 2024. It's 2024, Eddie. Men can be women. Women can be the man.
Whatever blows your skirt up, right? And so it's like, when you look at Becky Lynch, you know, Rhea Ripley, that old stinky butt ass Aussie girl, she supposedly got hurt. I don't believe she's hurt. I think that they took her out because she wasn't drawing. She wasn't over. And her work in the ring and was just not up to par to a world champion. But that's where the buck comes in, Jeffrey, is that you can't kill off a big girl like that because they got no one to replace her. They don't know if Charlotte's coming back. It's a iffy. If Charlotte Flair was still there, they wouldn't even miss a beat. I mean, that'd be Charlotte and Becky Lynch going at it, you know, toe-to-toe. Great matches. But when you look at Rhea Ripley, to me, she was a joke as a champion.
She
didn't have it.
She has the world record. She's the world record. She's the women's champion of being Jabroni of the Week. We know where you stand on Rhea Ripley.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, just look at her work.
Yeah.
You know, her body of work stinks just like she does. So it's like it is what it is. And you know, when you watch the WWE, they were running on all cylinders, man. And then all of a sudden, this week it became a talk-a-thon. No action, all talk. And in the interviews and the talk, they couldn't even walk to that talk. It sucked so bad. I mean, it was really, really bad. I mean, I looked at that and I said, what? Who's doing what? You know what it is? This is a throwaway week, really a throwaway, because you got a draft coming up for the WWE, for Raw and SmackDown. Well, this week, they didn't do anything because they got that draft coming up. Well, you just can't do that. You just can't do a throwaway Monday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to show up to work. You got a sold-out arena, and you give a half-ass show. I mean, I look at it and go, wow, what are you doing, man? But that's them, and that's when I looked at it. And then you go to the AEW. It's going the way of WCW. Not only have you got that goofball Jim Ross, that stooge for Vince McMahon, in there commentating for you, but you got – and that Jim Ross next week, we got some inside information about Jim Ross and Bill Watts stealing the territory from Leroy McGurk. I got you, big boy.
You got the receipts?
I got you. Huh?
You've got the receipts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You have no idea what I got.
I know who you're getting ready to talk about here, so I'm just going to go ahead and fire it off.
Tony Schiavone is the Jabroni of the Week. That was easy. Look at him. Look at him, Tony Khan. You call him a senior producer? Yeah, he producing all right. He's producing you ass right out of the damn AEW you own. You know what you do? You just keep listening to that guy. You look like a bad retread of WCW. And that's what you're doing. You're hiring all these washed up guys and giving them money because that's all Tony Schiavone knows. That's what WCW did when they were losing the war and lost the whole battle, believe me, and the war. So keep it up. Keep watching that idiot. Take your company down.
Yeah, well, it seems like they need to make a change over there. And we've offered the services of the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, but bring your checkbook because it's going to cost money. And just so you know, you're going to have a secondary deal with Jeff Taylor coming right in behind Eddie Mansfield. And we are going to set the AEW on fire. We're going to change everything. It's not going to be going the way of the WCW. No. It's going to take over the world, but they'd have to bring the checkbook.
When I look at AEW, it's like a, Jesus, this is a joke. It's like a woke joke. And you got that stupid, stupid Tony Schiavone. I can't stand this son of a bitch. Because let me tell you something. I produced him with the XWF. We brought him in. He's old whiny ass, a little old girl. You know, I need to slap a dress on his little ass because he all he did was complain. And so you look at his track record, WCW busted, XWF busted. And I had them a deal on USA Network. I had them a damn deal, and they wouldn't take the deal.
Yeah.
And now you got AEW. I mean, they're not even smart enough to book AEW at the right time. You should go Saturday. Hello, Tony Khan, if you listen.
Don't give away the secrets, Eddie. I want that gig.
Oh, you want that gig? Okay, yeah. I'm telling
yeah,
him.
All right. Yeah. Bring out your checkbook, Mr. Khan, and we'll be on our way. Eddie, the NBA playoffs are happening right now, and I don't want to get too much into it. It's early. My Orlando Magic are in it, but they're not looking very good against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You mean Tragic made the playoffs? Really?
Yes. Yeah, they have a young team. They're a bunch of young guys. I've been to more playoff games than most of the guys on the Magic right now. So they're not going to win this year. Their years are to come. If they can keep this team together, it's looking pretty good for the future. But the Denver Nuggets are facing the LA Lakers, and of course LeBron James, the guy that everybody either loves or hates, and I end up on one end of that spectrum. I won't let you know which one, but he is complaining about the officiating that he feels robbed them of a game against the Denver Nuggets, and it's getting to the point where I feel like we're looking at a LeBron James who no longer can take a team to the finals, and he's realizing that, and it's coming out in him fussing about the officiating. If you're in a game,
all I got to say, Jeff, is this: LeBron, just follow the script.
Yeah, they give you the script.
Just
you're
follow
win
the
it.
Script, brother.
Well, it's also another news story coming out from that Denver LA game is that the police are looking into Nikola Jokic, the most valuable player in the NBA, in my opinion. Hopefully he gets the award again this year. It was stolen from him last year. But his brother beat someone up after the game. I'm assuming it was a loudmouth Laker fan. As of right now, I'm on Team Jokic on that one. But look forward
to
hearing the story come out.
There's a lot of big mouth Laker fans.
Yeah, the game was in Denver, but I know that LA travels. Yeah. And
when I lived in Santa Monica, I used to have to tolerate them Lakers, man. It's like, you know, I'm not into the La La Land. I'm just not into their teams. You know, that whole West Coast vibe. I mean, I loved living. I had a great run in Los Angeles, and I lived in Santa Monica on the beach. I can't complain, but I can't handle all that woke crap. You know, I go down to Venice. It was really cool. I go down to Venice on the weekend or something and walk around. It's like a bowl of granola. bunch of nuts, fruits, and flakes.
That's all of California.
Like, hey, it was worse than going into a wrestling locker room with sheiks, freaks, and geeks and midgets. You know what I mean? So it's like you look around and go, wow, I wonder what these guys are on, really.
Well, in the Eastern Conference, the New York Knickerbockers are facing the Philadelphia 76ers. And in the end of that game, there was some drama that had to do with the referees. Now, once again, if you allow the referees to make a winner loss out of a game, that's on you. Don't leave it in their hands. Take over the game and win it. But the Philadelphia 76ers, there was a play in the end where one of their players was fouled multiple times, wasn't called. The coach tried to call a timeout. Nobody saw him trying to call a timeout. Timeout wasn't called. And then a foul was called on the 76ers. The Knicks go on to win. And the 76ers actually filed a complaint with the NBA about the officiating, and the NBA came out and apologized for the way that all went down. Yes?
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Doesn't the NBA, I mean, I know you do a lot of NBA.
Yep.
Hey, don't you guys have replay?
They do have replay.
Well, just tell a stupid-ass referee, go over there and, hey, roll the videotape back, and, hey, there's me over there with what is that sign I'm making?
Yeah.
A timeout. What does that look like? If they can stop, if they can change a ball and strike in baseball, they can damn sure go back to the videotape and see you doing, hey, timeout, Jackson.
Well, here's the problem, Eddie. They can't do anything right ever, so why would we expect them to start now? You're not allowed to challenge that. The officiating crew doesn't have to go back and look at if there was a foul. So they, or if you were calling timeout, it's not under the rules. So they don't have to go back and look. So it's just, sorry, Jack, you're out of luck. We didn't see you. You didn't get your timeout. And listen, I'm not here. I feel like the 76ers are in the same boat as the LA Lakers right now. Their window's quickly closing, and they see that they've got to win now, and they're just not capable of doing so. So what happens when that happens? You start complaining. You start saying, yep, it's not my fault. It's the referee's fault.
That's what
it's
happens.
It's the fans' fault. So the fact of the matter is that Philadelphia put together a squad, and they started messing with it. They started sending guys out and bringing in James Harden and Jimmy Butler. None of that worked out.
Well, you want to bring in that cancer James Harden, you know, you're asking for it.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll dissemble your whole locker room. You know, there's a saying in athletics, don't bring cancer in the locker room.
Yeah.
Well, he's the biggest cancer in the NBA, James Harden.
Well, he continues to be one, and it looks like he's not going to be sticking around too long in the playoffs, and his ability to win a championship grows smaller and smaller as the days go on. But it's fun to watch the NBA playoffs. I'm very happy that my Magic are back in. I knew going into the series that it was going to be tough and that they were going to be hard-pressed to even get a win to win a game. They're coming back home. Maybe they can pull something off while they're at home. But it looks right now like it's the Boston show in the East and the Denver show in the West, and those are two behemoths that are going to meet in the NBA Finals. But there's a team in Oklahoma City that has something to say about that, and there's a team in there are a couple teams out west that could really step up and beat the Denver Nuggets. In the East, I don't see anybody getting past the Boston Celtics. It looks like it's the Boston Celtics year.
Hey, well, it's about time Celtics are doing something good.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, you look at television in the markets, it's always, you know, the NBA or NFL or Major League Baseball, they always want an East and a West team.
Yeah.
That way they get everything from the West Coast and the East Coast. The markets are usually bigger, and the money is better for television because they pay so many rights fees now. It's ridiculous. And so that's why you're charged for everything.
Or you get big stars like they have in Kansas City, where you can be in the middle of nowhere and the NFL is perfectly happy for you to win championships. Listen, Eddie, we gotta run here. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
That's right. We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. And Eddie, we did it again. We made it through another week of Mouthing Off All Over the World. Had a good time. Talked pretty much every sport that you can talk. We didn't talk about golf, right. But, you know, tennis, maybe we left off the docket, but nobody really excited about either of those sports, although golf is starting to make a little bit of a run. Scottie Scheffler's exciting to watch. Tiger Woods is actually back in the sport, so he hasn't been faring very well, but if he's at a tournament, the eyes will be on the tournament, whether or not he is looking like he's going to
compete or not. Well, that's kind of like Arnold Palmer. You know, when I was a young kid, Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, you know, they were on their kind of, you know, doing a swan song.
Yeah.
And people would come by the droves to see those. I used to watch them when I was young, and I'd see old Arnold Palmer, Arnie's Army. I'll never forget that. And Arnold Palmer, he was a good guy. I mean, I knew when I went and spoke to the Rotary Club at Bay Hill, Arnold Palmer, when he was still living, opened the door for me. I'll never forget that.
Nice. Morning.
He says, "Hey, Eddie, welcome." And I said, "Thank you so much, Mr. Palmer." He said, "Just call me Arnold."
That was an era of golf that was incredible with Nicklaus and Palmer. And I mean, that's what happens with golf. These guys come around and see what I did there. Now we've talked about golf. Tennis.
Well, yeah. Everybody I'm happy sure, now?
I'm sure there's some tennis tournament coming up, and I'm sure that Novak Djokovic will be involved. So look forward to seeing Novak Djokovic back on the clay in Paris, maybe. I don't know when the next tennis tournament is.
Who's that transgender guy you pulling for in tennis?
I don't know. Is there one?
I'm asking you a question.
I mean,
that's your gig.
I assume that you're not far off when
you're
it comes to
the rainbow warrior, brother.
Now, how dare you? I'm certain that tennis is one of those sports that would definitely be dominated by, you know, the 60th best man if he put on some of those little short shorts and short skirt and ran out there. But Eddie,
well, Lenny DePaul told you don't be wearing them boots with no shorts.
Yeah, I know my cut up jean shorts.
Well,
I'm really
bummed. That San Francisco look.
All right, man. Listen, Eddie, we gotta go. Tell him goodbye.